Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Ryan Wood joining us, PackersNews.com. We have time and room for you. Thanks for hanging if you are. We will get to everybody. But first, Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, who joined us on our pregame show on Saturday. And we talked a little bit, obviously. And as the pregame show was winding down, Toby and I were discussing, and I said, you know, if the Packers do lose this game, because everything's in front of them, everything will have to go wrong. Everything and more. And, I mean, the defense played well, but other than that, I mean, we saw the Niners block a kick and return a punt for a touchdown in a playoff game. I don't think that's ever happened. I said it'd be one of the worst nights of our life as Packer fans, and it was. And Ryan Wood, as we've talked to you, what sticks out to me is I say this team's got to be winning a Super Bowl, right? And you say, Bart, I've thought this team was winning a Super Bowl a couple other times, and they just haven't got there. And they did it again, Ryan. Good morning. What the hell happened?
Same thing that happens every year, right? I mean, I try to tell you, Bart. What you said, they'd win seven, the 49ers out of 100. I said it was a lot closer to 60, 70. Look.
Yeah, this is Packers, one of those seven. See what has to happen for it to be one of those seven?
But here's the reality. The Packers are in the NFC Championship game if they can just prevent two block kicks. One block kick could be enough. Two block kicks. Just don't have two block kicks. They couldn't do that. And that's not to absolve Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was nowhere near good enough. He deserves a lot of blame. You got to call it the way it is. But the special teams has been a disaster all season. And it's been like the freight train coming at them all year. They refused to get off the tracks, and they eventually got ran over. That's what happens. You don't fix something, it's going to be a problem, and it becomes a bigger problem the longer you don't fix it. Anybody that's watched this team all year, the prevailing thought in the back of your head was, boy, this is a Super Bowl team, but what if special teams cost them? Guess what? Special teams absolutely cost them. So, look, it was a choke job. It was a travesty of a loss because that first quarter, the way the Packers came out, they are a much more talented team than the 49ers. It is not close. It's not even close. The 49ers had no business being on the field with them. They should have run up the score. And they somehow lose 13-10. It's just it's an embarrassing loss.
So, I've spent most of the morning on Rodgers. I understand about the special teams. I just, for me to come here, and if I was, what are we, in hour number three of the show, if I were to come in here and spend a lot of the time on the special teams, like, I just think that we've done that before. You know, we've done that before. Well, it's the defense. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's, he doesn't have enough weapons. Oh, it's this. It's always like whatever we can do to not talk about the Rodgers thing. And I was worried about the special teams, but also I thought this team was good enough. You know, some of these games are decided by like the quirkiest things or a bounce or a coin flip. And you have to be just a little bit better than all those variables. And I really thought the Packers were. And they had an MVP quarterback playing MVP level 2 years in a row. And a lot of it to me comes back to him for everything that he said about this team, for it being the last dance. And I look at these last two playoff losses, and it's just that play where he had Lazard open. And it's not like after the fact. He mentioned it in his press conference. And then he says, oh, it was a 50-50 ball to Devontae. Okay, that's terrible math. That was not a 50-50 ball. For Rodgers, I just don't understand. And I'm at the point where, and everybody's like, oh, no, I mean, think of the next 30 years are going to be bad if you move on from Rodgers, because that's the way time works for Packers fans. Everything's in 30-year increments. It doesn't work. We've been expecting and thinking and have been at the doorstep pretty much every year since 2010. It doesn't work. I'm done. I am done. Ready. Move on. Done. So then Rodgers says, I don't want to be part of a rebuild. I mean, is he going to take a pay cut? No, no one ever talks about that because we know he won't. Can you just talk? I'm out of breath.
So I think they both matter, right? I think they're both worth talking about. Special teams was the difference on the scoreboard, and that matters because they keep score for a reason. That's how you win. It was the difference on the scoreboard. Aaron Rodgers was the difference in the game. Aaron Rodgers, let's call it what it was. Aaron Rodgers played scared. Aaron Rodgers choked. It's what happened. And you know, the play that stands out to me the most isn't even that last third down where how he doesn't hit Alan Lazard there, I have no idea. There's no one covering him 30 yards downfield. I mean, here's your layup. Take it.
I mean, there's a direct scheme to get him open, too. There was a route concept that was the design. Yeah. Move the sticks.
But the play that stands out to me, like, everyone's going to remember that block field goal, and for good reason. It's a difference in the game. It's a difference. It's different on the scoreboard. The 3 points, get 3 points there. Who knows what happened? Like that absolutely matters. But how Aaron Rodgers didn't get a touchdown to Aaron Jones on that 75-yard catch and run, just lofts it up there. Just you know, makes Aaron Jones turn around, put his back to the end zone, do a 360, stop all momentum, and then have him get going again because he can't just you're an MVP quarterback. You have to hit that pass. You can't just throw it up there.
Josh Allen hit that pass many times yesterday.
That has to be a touchdown. That is as easy of a touchdown that any NFL quarterback will ever get. No one covered Aaron Jones down the right sideline. That should have never ended in a field goal, and it had nothing to do with Aaron Jones. Nothing to do with Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones had no shot for a touchdown on that because he stopped all of his momentum. You have to that to me. It looks like a quarterback playing scared. It looks like a tentative guy out there, and we've when you sit back and think about it, we've seen that a lot in the playoffs. It's not just this year. We've seen that a lot from Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. I don't know why he's a different dude in the postseason than he is in the regular season when he's the baddest guy on the field. But he's not the baddest guy in the field in the postseason. He wasn't Saturday night, and it's not been the first time, and that's going to be a massive part of his legacy.
I mean, you look at the Chiefs game. You look at the Chiefs-Bills, Mahomes and Allen with a game for the ages, and it kind of looked like a Big Ben Aaron Rodgers game would have looked like 10 years ago. I mean, these guys throwing their bodies around, these guys doing everything, taking blow by blow. Rodgers didn't look anything like that. And so I think
I tweeted it. I tweeted it during the game. It feels somewhat strange to see quarterbacks actually make clutch plays in the playoffs. Because if you watched Mahomes and Allen last night, it was a night and day difference than what you saw from Rodgers and Garoppolo. And the fact that you got to group Rodgers and Garoppolo together, not good for Aaron Rodgers.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. You know, these guys will talk this week. We'll kind of have a post-mortem. And I see, I don't even want to talk all Rodgers, but to me, so what do you want to do? I get it. And from people on the outside looking in, and even people that are diehard Packer fans, you can't imagine, like, moving on from Rodgers. You say he gives us the best chance to win. You get the best chance to win with Rodgers. But you don't actually get to a Super Bowl. Like, we've seen this every year since 2010. At some point, it doesn't work. And it's not like this is after 2014 and I'm like, ah, geez, 4 years, no Super Bowl, get rid of him. The guy's going to be 39 next winter, okay? So the only way that they're going to a Super Bowl is if they go in as a wild card team, or you put a dome up at Lambeau, because he can't play at Lambeau anymore in the playoffs. 7-7 in their last 14. The mystique is dead, absolutely dead. And you can get something for him now. Otherwise, he'll just retire on you, he'll leave, and you get nothing. This team is going to be $45 million over the cap. So even if you bring in Rodgers, the team's not going to be nearly as good. It just doesn't make any sense for me from a, hey, we know what the results are when we have Rodgers, to also, we want to be good in the future. It doesn't make any sense for me why they wouldn't move on from him. And everyone likes to think that this is Rodgers' decision. This is Rodgers' narrative. It's his story. When Gutekunst is, I mean, he could easily just right tomorrow say, no, I've made up my mind. I'm trading Aaron Rodgers. It's what we are doing. Yet Aaron thinks it's all about him, and he doesn't want to be a part of this. He doesn't want to be a part of that. I hope the decision's made for him, honestly. Give him a reality check.
There's no question the team's got a good amount of influence on this decision. There is a team side to this. And there is definitely merit in considering moving on a quarterback and just getting what you can for Aaron Rodgers right now, whether that's 3 first-round picks, a couple premium players, not just him, but maybe Davante Adams too, and really just loading up. The problem with that is that it's a massive risk, because you can load up all you want on defense. You don't got a quarterback. It doesn't really matter. And I understand that the 49ers have Jimmy Garoppolo, okay? They also have Kyle Shanahan in the most unique offensive scheme in all of football. Look how good the Los Angeles Rams were between Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. Same pieces, a lot different, right? If you have whatever you want on defense, you don't have the quarterback, you have a very limited ceiling of what you can actually do in this league. It's a great way to end up like the Indianapolis Colts, which are shot full of Pro Bowlers and missed the playoffs because they didn't have a quarterback. So all of that hinges on still having the quarterback. And you've got the quarterback with Aaron Rodgers. Like, even if Aaron Rodgers said he didn't want to be a part of a rebuild, so long as he's on the field, it's not really a rebuild, because he is a guy that's going to win a lot of football games for you.
But he's not going to get you to a Super Bowl
in the regular season. But it's a catch-22. I mean, they've got a bad choice to make either way. There is one part to say. So you know, Aaron Rodgers saying that he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild, that was, to me, the biggest thing that he said that stood out. There's a way to maybe alleviate some of that. Aaron Rodgers willing to take a pay cut?
Yeah, but he won't.
He won't. You're right. But that doesn't mean that he can't. Won't and can't are different things. He won't. You're right. But if you don't want to be a part of a rebuild, if you actually care about your Packers legacy, maybe leave a little money on the table, spread it out, put some false years on the cap, whatever, and let some, you know, some of the other cap space go to the rest of the roster that desperately needs it. I'm just saying, there is a way that Aaron Rodgers could alleviate some of that if he wanted to. That's so important to him that he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild.
He won't do it. If he was going to do it, he would have done it already.
If he's got that competitive itch, if he's got that fire to still play, there's a way to do it.
He won't. It's not even an option. He won't do it.
It is an option. He won't do it, but it is an option for him to do. Let's not confuse the two.
Right. So it's even worse that he won't do it.
But he could.
Yeah.
He has the option to do that, but he won't.
So one thing that I would like to say, too, is I think that what people are looking at is if you trade Aaron Rodgers, your chances of making a Super Bowl in 2022 are gone. It's not going to happen. You're not going to the Super Bowl next year with Jordan Love. But if you want to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, well, I think that you have a better shot of doing that. Trading Aaron Rodgers, rebuilding your team up, you know, taking the year that you knew was always going to be tough, living through it, coming out on the other side. Maybe you draft another quarterback. Maybe a Tom Brady type guy is available. I mean, Tampa never planned for Tom Brady to be available, and then he was. I've seen it enough where Aaron Rodgers is not going to get my Packers to a Super Bowl, and I'm willing to move on and get what I can for him. But knowing Rodgers, how it's always got to be his way or the highway, he'll probably know he's about to be traded and retire, and we get nothing for him.
Yeah, I mean it's a bleak future right now. This is the best team the Packers are going to field for maybe a long time, and I don't know how they go about remedying that. There really are no good options for them when you're $40 million over the cap, when you've already restructured everybody that you could a year ago just to get under the cap this year, barely. There's a reason they called it Last Dance. This was an all-in year. And then they went out, and instead of rolling the score up on the 49ers the way it looked like they could early in the game, they choked. This is not a loss that's going to leave anytime soon. It's going to hurt for a while.
All right. I think I can stop using you as therapist.
You okay there, Bart? You okay there, Bart?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay. The sun came up yesterday in Green Bay. I mean, you know, the world has not ended, but it feels like that from a proverbial football sense.
Look, I should have known. I watched this guy all year talk about me, try to control his narrative. You know, my way's better than you. I'm smarter than everyone. And then when push comes to shove, he thinks he's smarter. He just throws 20, 80 balls to Devontae instead of to wide open guys. Why did I think he'd be any different?
What did I say all week? The Packers, and this is the thing, this is why it hurts so much for fandom, because there's some losses that expose your team as flawed or you learn something new about them. This wasn't one. The Packers are the most talented team in the conference by far.
Oh, yeah.
They really are that. The most talented team in the NFL. It's not enough to be the most talented team on paper. You actually have to go and do it on the field. You have to be the best team on the field. You have to play like who you are. And they have a history, especially under Matt LaFleur now. That history is growing under Matt LaFleur of not playing like who they are in the postseason. Matt LaFleur has accomplished a ton of success in the regular season. 39 regular season wins, first 3 years, most in NFL history, in the first 3 years of a tenure. He is now 3-for-3 in getting his teams to not show up in their playoff loss. Didn't show up in San Francisco 2 years ago. Didn't show up last year against Tampa Bay. Didn't show up this year against San Francisco. That's got to get fixed. And who knows? Who knows the next time they'll be back in the playoffs? There's no guarantee if they move on from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that annual, they're back in the playoffs this year, that goes out the window. You don't know. But whenever that happens, that he's got to figure out the postseason.
All right, Ryan, appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk on Thursday, and then I don't know.
We'll talk again, Bart. We'll just shoot the breeze.
Sure Thursday, and then we'll talk. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.